So those were resolved. They went away. One was some receivables that needed to be adjusted and put into the books. There was enough that said your internal controls on in those areas could be improved, and you did improve those, and that finding has gone away. And then you had a procurement finding in 2017 where the use of the emergency procurement was used, and it really didn't that procurement didn't qualify for that, so that went away as well. Right. And the only other thing that I'd like to bring up is that we just brought up maybe a best practice, and that was just you have a lot of fixed assets as a municipality you would expect would have, and so I think there's some room for improvement with that, with just tracking those capital assets, and I know you are doing that. You're getting new accounting systems in, and one of those one of the things that new software will do will track those capital assets better. And that's it. We're just on to these trends, which I will not cover because that would take a little bit more time than we have today. So I will stand for questions.
Compare us to other cities in New Mexico. You do other audits in other cities in New Mexico?
Yes, sir.
How would you feel we rate? We're at high, low, we're at middle?
Well,
I mean, as far as what you do with us.
So what we do, we come in here and we obviously we have to get this audit done in a certain span of time. So certain things that we've seen a great improvement over the last few years. Probably as you know, when we first came in, there was, I think the year before we came in, you had a late audit, and the concern was at that time you missed out on some, I think, a CDBG grant. It was a big grant. It was felt very costly to the city. The city took steps to resolve that late audit, and you've brought on people that I really think have made great improvements on just the routine of making the audits come on time. So in that respect, I think we've enjoyed that you have these people, that you have your CFO here that basically is very into or understands technology and making things less reinvent the wheel each time, kind of more financial close automatic things. We've seen that, and we feel very fortunate as auditors to kind of come into that, because sometimes you just don't know what you're going to get. There's other cities, you know, it just depends. And sometimes when you have change of personnel, sometimes a city is doing great, and then all of a sudden things just don't work as well as they used to. So right now, as you can see, the findings are not there. You don't have any. And you are implementing new technology, so I think you're on the higher half. You're much higher than you've been in many, many years, from what I've seen.
We should vote to keep Wendy.
I would vote for that. From my own self-interest, because we're stuck with like a fixed fee, and if it's hard or if it's easy, we get paid the same. And so when you have the people on, and I always, and what I've stated here, management has so much responsibility on getting these numbers to the auditors. A lot of cooperation goes into this. I would vote to keep her.
So if she makes your job easier, does that mean you charge less next year?
I'm kidding. That's a good question, and I would say that we're very competitive, and if you saw the hours we put into it, and I'm sure the hours that Wendy and her staff put in, I think you'd think you're getting a fair deal.
Thank you.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes, sir. Farley, can you identified a need to improve our capital asset tracking. Did that identification, does it come with a recommendation of any sort? Is it a policy? Is it a practice? Is it a new software program? I mean, what are we talking about here?
And I don't know if Wendy wants to add to this, but you have this new, you're implementing a new accounting software system and a